This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Frontline hospital workers say the state is at a pivotal time for addressing the COVID-19 outbreak. Nurses and doctors say they're seeing a surge in COVID patients. Some hospitals report that the number of patients is doubling by the day. Dr. Richard Zane is chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine at the CU School of Medicine. He says now is crunch time.
There's no way to describe it. These next 2 weeks are going to define how bad the next 18 months are.
Zane says it's urgent that people stay at home and avoid physical contact with others to avoid spreading the disease. Fort Carson has declared a public health emergency because of the COVID-19 outbreak. The Army base says that allows commanders to take protective measures like restricting movement and limiting services to mitigate the spread of coronavirus. The Gazette reports there are currently 4 cases connected to Fort Carson. The order is in effect for at least 30 days. Meanwhile, more than 300 medical personnel from the base near Colorado Springs are heading to Washington State to help with relief efforts there. While Denver is dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak, crime is down in the city. Denverite Esteban Hernandez says figures from the city's police department showed a 29% drop in reported crimes.
Chief Paul Pazin said crime was down significantly in some areas, including property crime like larceny. He said crime might have decreased because more people are staying home. The city has closed its largest venues, it's shut down bars and restaurants, and it issued a stay-at-home order that took effect Tuesday evening.
Denverite's Esteban Hernandez. It's 44 degrees in Denver, 55 in Colorado Springs. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.